Time now for Sarah's Backstage Pass.
Hi, Carl. Tonight I'm going to review the Netflix series that everybody's talking about, Cobra Kai. It's based on the 1984 movie The Karate Kid and the other two movies that followed. You don't need to rewatch The Karate Kid, although you might just want to revisit it as flashbacks of the film appear in seasons 1, 2, and 3. The series adds layers and builds on the challenges faced by the original characters, Johnny Lawrence, played by William Zabka, and Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, who now, after 36 years, have high school kids of their own. Oh, yeah, and their own set of problems.
Cobra Kai is back where it belongs. Back on top. But the real story's only just begun.
I thought you were dead.
Cobra Kai never dies.
I've seen all three seasons and really can't rave enough about the writing, the characters, and the action. I just want everyone to know out there that the series is rated PG-14 for language and violence.
These things don't end well.
This isn't a tournament, this is real life.
There are no rules.
It's not how I taught you to fight.
Hey!
You want to finish this? Bring it on.
The bottom line? I'm way in. 3.5 stars out of 4. Get ready for over-the-top karate scenes, ridiculous storylines, clever humor, along with redemption themes. You'll even see the Vietnam backstory for the villain John Kreese, played by Martin Kove. Ooh, do you remember him? He was the Cobra Kai Sensei from 1984. I'm so looking forward to season 4. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. This is Sarah Knight Adamson for SarahsBackstagePass.com. See you next week.